What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like...
Welcome back to B&E. It is Thursday, Buck Ons, Buck Offs. Monty Williams has joined me this morning. Ty doing his thing as usual and doing a great job at it. Of course, you, the listener, and the texters, we do appreciate it. And actually, Monty, I don't want to thank these folks who listen to this show, you know, going into 2023. This has been, now I've been doing this now, he and I have been close to 25 years of getting this thing done. And you know, as much as we can battle with folks, we love them. We love the University of Texas. We love talking about sports. We love talking about life in general, the TMZ kind of stuff that we do, and just living. You know, we got to live. We have families. People have now grown up with us on the radio, and you know, their kids now listen to it. Their kids' kids now listen to this. Every time I go out and somebody says, "Oh, I was in the car with my dad listening to you," and now my son is in there right now. Well, we get ready to go to school. He's in there listening. He has no clue what you're saying, and sometimes I have to turn it down for some of the things that you guys get going with, which we've never been thrown off the air. We've never had
the plug FCC. Pulled.
No, we've never had the plug pulled. Now we've been borderline, and we live on the edge.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a good example of that. I used to listen to the show growing up, and now
there you go.
Look at that. How old am I?
Well, you know, and when you think of it, though, I mean, you and Aaron have, for want of a better term, been through a lot together. Like you had to do 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just all the different things in life
COVID
that
together.
Come up that galvanize. You know, as a society, you just focus on this for that day because it just happened. You guys are doing that together.
Well, I mean, it was incredible because when my mother died, I mean, my partner was like, he knew my mother like that was his mother. Like it was his family that when my mother died, because that affected me to no means. It still affects me today. But when she died, he was like, he was like one of my brothers. Like, you know, mom is dead. Mom, I mean, she'd been battling cancer for years, living with my sister, and that was probably one of the most devastating things that has ever happened to me in my life. But he was there. You know, we've been together for that long. You know, we had that little separation when I was with Bob Cole doing silly radio, some would say. But that's just a part of growing up. You do some different things. You know, you learn through that. By the way, the years I spent with Bob Cole, the friends that I made through Bob Cole when I didn't want to do things was the reason I still do radio today, because there were things and places that Bob Cole took me that some of you would never go, as a matter of fact, and you want to be out. But he made sure that I stuck it out. He would never let me drive to places. When we had to go, whether it was the CYO or meet at the top of the bank and meet bankers, he would never let me drive because he knew the minute it was over with, I was like, pshew, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone. Ask Zay how that goes for a wedding. I mean, I was out the door because I was on to something else. But Bob Cole used to pick me up at my house with the big gate. He would pick me up and say, "Listen, I'll bring you back." This dude would never, ever leave after an event was over with. He glad-handed and stuck around for hours on end, just bullcrapping with people. I'm like, this is nonsense. But those same people that he made me stick around and get to meet and get to know in all these different businesses, they attend my golf tournament. They come and they see me. They listen to this show sometimes. When they don't need to be listening to his show, for sure. I mean, those kind of people. I mean, Bobby Bones, the Bobby Bones Show, Lunchbox Dad. You know, Lunchbox Dad listens to this show. I don't even know if he listens to his son on the radio, but his dad has been listening to this show for years. And that's one of the best. That's one of the top shows in the nation.
You know, it's fun getting to be a guest every so often because you do get to kind of see what actually goes on. And I don't think people know how hard you work on that golf tournament for months and months trying to get all those prizes together. I mean, that's not like naming rights. Like it's called the Mullet Open and Bucky Godbolt's name is attached, but it's only, you know, it's in name only. You're the one loading your own truck up, hauling gifts around and prizes.
22 years
and,
coming up.
And it has a remarkable impact on the community. Well, no, the, you guys are
it's great for the kids.
No question.
It's great for the kids. It's about it is about those kids. It's yeah, I spend that lottery money and about the kids, but this is 6 months of the year I spend on the golf tournament, which is going to be May 4th and 5th. There's a 10 team golf tournament, and then there's the big Mullet Open on Friday. So there's one on Thursday, one on Friday, and it's back out at Lost Pines. And now Lost Pines is not called Wolf Dancer any longer. It's called Lost Pines Golf, I think Golf Club or something like that. It's a new ownership, but we'll be there again. The Mullet Open itself is almost done. It's almost filled up for May. That thing fills up in 48 hours. It does. It fills up in 48 hours. There's still
and
spots.
And they're nice. I mean, you give – yeah, those are not, you know.
Yeah.
It's not some swag bag.
No,
you're
no.
giving away great stuff.
No, trailers and things like that. We just – and it's all in a raffle. We pull the name out of the hat, or I pull the name out of the hat, Ty. How's that? So
I wish I could be there. I'll be here though.
It's always fun. It's fun for me. My wife says, you know, going on year 22, what are you going to do? When are you giving up? And the young lady that runs it with me, she says, we're done with this thing in 25. And someone said, are you still going to be alive? You're not done until you're dead. I'm like, what? I mean, it's fun. It's an awful lot of fun. I would know. My wife says you wouldn't know what to do when you're done with work if you weren't running around collecting stuff and piling stuff into that truck and sticking it in our garage.
Well, that's like I say. It's not in name only. I mean, you're the one putting it together. You're the one with the elbow grease.
I can only think
working
this,
on it every day.
The people at the station has given me the platform to do it. Tito's Beverage and a lot of other people, Austin Billy, people that have been involved with it. There are some that have been involved. Some have passed, and some have gone, and their kids have taken over the mantle, bringing their kids out for a golf tournament. But it's Tito Beverage, who, you know, who said to me this year, you know, they had their anniversary, said to me, so, Bucky, all these years, when you first, he was the first person I went to, and Academy Sports and Outdoors, we give it, you know, for one of their managers who passed away and didn't get a transplant. We give an award out every year for him. But Tito Beverage, who was the first person I went to, and he asked me, what do you need? I said, I just need a case of your vodka. And he said, you got it. And then 22 years later, they're into probably $50,000 in product alone for the golf tournament. And Tito's, they do fantastic. And Budweiser and Brown Distributing, they supply the beer. I mean, it's been absolutely fabulous. And as Tito said to me this year, he goes, oh, my God, 21 years of sobriety. He says, you never even tasted my product before. And I'm like, I have no clue what your product tastes like, but I think $9 or $10 billion to you tells me it's pretty damn good.
Well, Tito's is certainly, they are in the front line, really, of doing the right thing in terms
all over
of
the
corporate,
world.
Corporate citizenship, corporate stewardship. And there are others, Brown Distributing. I mean, there are a lot of companies in this town that they don't just talk the talk. I mean,
we've had other sponsors that have now. I mean, Academy Sports and Outdoors. I mean, ABC Home and Garden. I mean, they have jumped in. I mean, there are others that for the very first, you know, first couple, you know, they didn't even they heard about it, but they want to know how to become sponsors and what do we need to do? How do we help the kids? And
how
you can go out to the Burke Center for Youth and throw grass out there on their fields and help grow grass. They love everything. They love everything about what we do. But I mean, Tito's and it's the listener. You know, this whole thing started out as a listener, you know, listener appreciation golf tournament. It still really is. As I said, they're the same people that have come out for 22 years, but we've backed it away from the summer and into May, and as we get earlier and earlier because dudes are getting older and that heat is devastating. In June, we used to do it in June and July, Ty, and we had to back it up. Because we've never had anybody pass out and die at the golf course.
Gotten close, though?
Oh, yeah. We've had people that have gone out there for a few holes and said, my dad is not – he can't do this on this given day. So we're really, really very careful.
I remember when you used to do it more in the summer. Hey, do you mind if I plug something real quick?
Yeah, please do.
February 7th, 8:30 in the morning at the state capitol. You're familiar with Habitat for Humanity?
Sure.
Well, there's different kinds of habitats. There's Habitat International. There's Habitat Texas. Habitat for Humanity has an Austin chapter. This is Habitat Texas, but they're going to be doing a wall build. This will ultimately be a house that a Texas family will move into.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're looking for volunteers. They'll have hammers. All you need to do is pick a hammer up. Don't necessarily even need to know how to drive a nail, although you may learn. But this is February 7th at 8:30 in the morning at the state capitol. If you're interested in volunteering for Habitat, which is just a great cause. Everybody needs a place to live. HabitatTexas.org.
There you go.
February 7th.
Linda Hand.
That's right.
Linda Hand, bring your tool if you have to, right?
Yeah.
Can you bring your own saw? Can you bring your own hammer if you
like? You can bring your own hammer if you have one. There will be hammers there, I assume, but you need to bring a hammer if you have it. 8:30 in the morning. But it's your portal in is HabitatTexas.org. That's February 7th.
And thank you, Monty. And once again, thank you for being here. I always appreciate it. I got it.
Fantasy camp.
And while I'm here, let me ask you, what's going on out there in the industry? I mean, we got the Oscars coming up. I mean, all these, I guess, wonderful movies that I haven't seen. I've got to see Here, There, and Everywhere, or whatever that movie's called. I keep hearing about it.
Uh-huh. All at once, every which way.
This weekend.
Is it good?
It's a little hard to follow at points, but it's
well, then
good.
So am I.
If you like getting mind effed a little bit, then it's the movie for you.
It's not a chick flick. It's just a regular.
What
are
you talking about? Everything at one, you know.
Yeah, that one.
Everything everywhere all at once.
It was good though.
And
it won a bunch of awards, or is up for a bunch of awards too.
SAG Awards and everything. What's going on in the business? What are we doing?
There's only one word that I care about: strike. No, the writers are probably going to go on strike. It's the industry is in disarray, especially
streaming
industry is pretty much
taking over
in disarray right now. Well, it has taken over, but they don't know how to monetize the product. And I think there have been a lot of stories lately about streaming services like HBO and Amazon and Apple that are truly pulling the plugs on TV shows they just made. Series.
I mean,
with
we haven't
things
seen,
in the can that you haven't seen and won't see. There are successful shows that have already found a market and had a couple of seasons under their belt, but they've got the next season produced and they're not putting it on the air.
No money?
Because then you have to pay the writers and actors and directors residuals for that, and they claim they don't have the money. And the operative joke right now is the studio comes to the writer and says, I hear you guys are going on strike. Are you guys really going on strike? The writer says, well, it depends. Do you have any money that you can pay us? And the studio says, we've paid you all the money that we have. We have no more money to pay you. And the writer says, then we're going on strike.
Then we're gone. Zay Collier joining us this morning.
What's up? What's up?
What's up?
Monty? Zay, there's
your,
how you
number
doing?
One
I'm
fan
good.
Is here.
Hey, my God.
Zay, you're sounding great, man.
I appreciate you, Monty.
I do listen to you and Chad. It's great fun.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man.
So, you're looking at it, man.
The knee looks good.
Yeah. The one that got fixed is real good. Now, this one I said earlier, this leg now is like Weekend at Bernie's. It's like dragging around a dead animal. I got to get this one replaced this year.
Yeah.
But no, my knee replacement went well.
That's what
and
I'm
I've dropped
about.
A few LBs. A few. Not enough, but a few.
So yeah, what you doing with that? Because I need to get on that plan. I put on some LBs myself.
Eating the good stuff, right, Ronnie? You're very careful on how you eat.
Yeah, well, you know what? I am one of those devotees of the don't eat every meal. I cannot eat breakfast.
Yeah,
I don't eat breakfast, and I really don't eat lunch. I'd rather restrict the meal to one time a day and eat kind of a little more of what I want than have three meals a day, but it's all wheat, straw, and, you know, grain, juice.
That's what I do.
Is that what you do?
You don't do that.
I just started a keto diet, too. Have y'all heard of that?
Keto, I'm a huge fan.
Tito diet? Tito's diet?
No, I've done the Tito's diet before. Not that one.
Ketosis. I like that. I'm a big fan of ketosis.
All right, somebody's saying they can't hear Zay on Twitch.
Well,
you should be able to now.
There you go. Now you're
thanks,
there.
Ty.
Twitch enabled.
Twitch
enabled.
Zay, we've been talking, obviously, buck ons and buck offs, and thank you once again for joining. I got a good opportunity to have Harge in here yesterday. We talked a lot of damn.
Guy.
Oh, you're a guy.
I'm calling him DJ's dad right now because his son is a player. I saw his son a couple of weeks ago, eighth grader,
little
basketball
baller.
Game. He could hoop. Little Harge could hoop. So now
he got a little attitude too.
Oh yeah, yeah, he got a little swag. He get that
really?
From Pops.
How big?
About maybe 5'0" on a good day, point guard.
What? Somebody gonna knock that out of him somewhere?
Yeah, he falls a lot.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, but he gets up. That's the most important thing. He gets up. He's a tough one.
I bet you he's looking for it. I know Mike goes to all the games and gets an opportunity to. And you've been going to all these basketball games and watching this area. They're playing good basketball around here right now again, just like football?
Yeah, the talent's good. The talent's
Stony
good.
Point, I've heard, is real good.
Yeah, we actually, me and Chad had the coach on our show yesterday, Antoine Thompson. And, yeah, Stony Point, they're going to win that district 25-6A. They're just unbelievable.
Can we get a state champ out of this area possibly? They got to go up to Dallas, don't they?
Yeah, when you go up to Dallas and play those Duncanvilles and play against those Houston teams. Coach Lucero at Westlake, he's been close these last few years, and Ty definitely knows the talent that he's had over the years. Matthew Meyer and the Brock Cunninghams and KJ Adams.
Your guy, Brock, is getting it done. Got it done the other night.
Yo, Brock, that jumper is pure. He's been
there
long
enough.
That's
not pure. Don't even say that.
What you mean?
There's a little hitch to that thing. That's not a pure jumper.
There ain't no hitch. That's a pure jumper. I'm not saying he's going to go off the dribble like a Damian Lillard or something like that.
60 last night.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But, yeah, Brock Cunningham, if he gets his feet set and has a nice square jumper, bottom.
Do I need to go talk to him about shooting three-pointers?
Please don't.
Why?
I think he should shoot more. I think he should be taking at least 4 or 5 three-pointers a game.
Uh-oh, Zay, look out.
You're shooting 47%.
I'll take that.
What, three more?
Maybe not three more, but I'm with Ty. Maybe 4 or 5 a game. Yeah, Brock's earned it.
Well, you see what the guy who's doing, when I talked to him over at Texas last year, what he's doing down in West Virginia, he's taking them threes. He's throwing them bombs.
Yeah, what's their record in conference play? He's one of their best players. What's their record in conference play?
He's getting his, I'll tell you what.
Yo,
and he ain't banking them either.
Yo, one thing about me, y'all know I'm petty. One thing that I love, that this is what they get. Jalen Tyson, who left Texas last year, middle of the season, Texas Tech, 0-8 in the Big 12.
Yeah.
How you like them apples, Jalen? You're starting getting a lot of minutes. A big key to Mark Adams' crew. 0-8. Could have stayed down here. Could have developed. Would have been on a good team, obviously. Look what's happening.
And they need him. They could use him.
You said Trey Mitchell gone.
That's revealing of the Big 12, though, is that Tech is at the bottom there. They're winless. But they got a winning record overall. You know, they've played some milksops, but, man, the – top to bottom, the conference is hellacious. It is a hellacious conference. And I love to watch Texas play defense. I mean, the way Marcus Carr can jump passing lanes and anticipate and everything. And I just think the second jumps. They're so quick on their second jumps. I'm a fan.
Gonna
of this
need a
year's
lot of
team.
Gonna not need a
Big
lot of Dylan Sue on Saturday.
Absolutely, that Tennessee crew—they're tough, they're big, and they got a lot of good guards.
Are they very similar to Texas, where they don't have a big one big guy, right?
They got a big that.
For Texas, anybody over 6'9" is big. A big, right?
Yeah, but the big's been playing well. I mean, Coach Terry. One thing that I couldn't stand with Coach Beard, he would not play Dylan Sue and Christian Bishop at the same time. Coach Terry's been doing that a little bit. He did that at West Virginia. Then he went small this last game and had Timmy Allen at the 4 and Brock Cunningham at the 5. So you got to, you know, work different lineups if you want to, you know, play with these big boys and sometimes play with these faster teams. You got to mix and match. And Coach Terry, he's done a good job with that so far. But, yeah, these next 4 games are brutal. And if the Horns could just get 2 of them, I'll take that.
You'll take 2 and 2. You take a split?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Well, right now, Baylor's doing their thing right now.
Baylor may not lose again.
Scott Drew, man, just the freedom that he gives those guards. At the beginning of the year, you know, they have a freshman, one of the best freshmen in the nation, Keontae George, and he was acting like it was his team at the beginning of the season. And
Too much of him?
Yeah, and when you got guys like Adam Flagler, who have won national championships, and LJ Cryer, who was there last year, you know, those guys, it was hard for all 3 of those guards to get going in Scott Drew's offense. So now they're all clicking together. And
yeah,
you can't really focus on either one of those 3. And if you do, then one of the other 2 is going to go off. So, yeah, I'm with you, Monty. Baylor's looking like a scary team. And,
yeah,
right,
and it gets, and
Kansas
it gets,
was right. I mean, you can see in the face the faces of the Kansas
players. They were looking.
Players.
They were wondering
what was
going on.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the other team right now, Zay, TCU, you're talking about a group that's kind of got it together. I mean, every week in this conference, it looks like somebody, if you get on a, like a two-game roll, you now got it going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't need to win eight in a row. You win three or four in a row. Now it's like you're doing – that's special in this conference if you can get
– especially if you're doing it away from home.
Yeah, on the road.
That's
here,
the biggest thing in this conference. If you can – if you can win a series against any team in this conference, I think that's huge, you know, on a March Madness resume.
Yeah, I agree. Jamie Dixon's squad, they're very interesting because Mike Miles, he's their best player. But sometimes Eddie Lampkin, who, you know, he pick and chooses when to be dominant. If he's dominant, then TCU's a very scary team and could be a Final Four team. But sometimes he looks checked out of games and he gets into foul trouble, the big man. So if he could stay on the court, then, yeah, TCU's scary. That's going to be a tough game when the Horns go down to Fort Worth.
And we can't leave Bill Self out. You never leave Kansas out.
No, can't do it. They got blasted by TCU a couple of days ago, lost three straight. And their problem is their point guard. Last year, they had Remy Martin that could come in, and he changed the game for them. It's a big reason why they won the national championship. They ain't got that guy. So it's a lot on DeJuan Harris, who struggled in these last three games. And teams, they're saying, okay, Grady Dick, we'll let you get yours. Jalen Wilson, we'll let you get
Jalen
yours.
Wilson is a special player, but there's a lot of things that he can do, but there's a lot of things he can't do. You can't. That's a lot to put on him.
Right. Yeah,
you know?
He can hoop, though. He's had a really good season. I didn't think he was going to be a 20-point scorer in any part of his career.
Or he can rebound. He can do it all.
Yeah, he can do it all, but just, you know, KJ Adams, now teams are letting him score, and that's what everybody wants. Like, I love KJ. He plays hard, but if he's going to be your leading scorer, then you're in trouble.
Because he's got to defend.
Team. Yeah, because he's got to do so much, and he's an undersized big man. So, Kansas, they'll bounce back. It's Bill Self. Like,
of course. They get probably, better as the year goes on.
Yeah, they're probably looking at March and thinking that's the real prize anyway.
What are some of the other matchups in the Big 12 SEC
good question. Let me look
shootout
at that list.
Or whatever they call it.
I know.
Challenge.
I know Kansas has to go to Rupp Arena and play Kentucky.
Ooh.
And Kentucky, they
Florida and Kansas State.
Yeah.
Florida, Kansas State.
One. I think the best matchup, though, is Texas-Tennessee.
Who plays the Aggies?
Ooh, I don't think they're playing in it.
Are they not?
Guys, you know, there's more SEC teams. So I know, like, Vanderbilt, Missouri.
Aggies took Auburn to the woodshed last night.
Did they really?
Oh, did they ever?
That was rough to watch.
That was rough. Oh, they put it on them.
Kansas and Kentucky.
Aggie basketball? Really?
It's good this year.
They aight.
Yeah,
they've had a hot start to conference play. They're 6-1 in the conference.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's top of the SEC right now.
Yeah. And of course, in that conference, I mean, it's kind of like football. They're pretty top-heavy there. I mean, it's Auburn. Alabama's really good.
Yeah, they got a freshman, Brandon Miller. He might be a top-5 draft pick.
Yeah, he'll be out of here. Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone. He's a star. And that's why a lot of people like Nate Oates, the Alabama coach, kind of, you know, if Coach Terry and this thing doesn't work out, a lot of people are going to root for Nate Oates to get the job down here. So he does a good job up there. He really does.
Yeah, I mean, their recruiting has picked up, and there's no doubt about what Rick Barnes is doing at Tennessee. That is a workmanlike team right there. That is going to be, as you said, that's going to be a lot of bodies slamming into each other.
And huge implications with seeding, you know, for the tournament. I mean, that's the thing is, I think a lot of, you know, you see the Big 12 just pound on each other all the time, and the teams are all playing at a very high level, but these glamour out of conference matchups, they have a big impact on what the committee thinks. And, you know, I mean, this could, let me tell you, if Texas beats Tennessee, that's real good for a number one seed. I mean, that's not guaranteeing
huge.
It, but that's a big deal.
Certainly
to
is.
Go into Knoxville and beat Tennessee, that you are well on the way to getting a number one seed if you can pull that off.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk some NFL football championship weekends, eh? And
let's
your Dallas Cowboys, they will not be playing this weekend.
Boo-hoo. I'm sorry, Todd. Boo-hoo. Cowboys aren't making it.
We'll be right back. It's B&E Thursday, Buck Ons and Buck Offs.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Welcome back to B&E. Zay Collier joining myself and Monty Williams. Ty, talking basketball, talking football, because Zay's always got a basketball Jones, as he used to down at the rec center down here at UT. taking all those 5 foot eighters and 5 foot niners, 137 pounders.
They couldn't guard me.
Hell no, they couldn't guard me.
Absolutely. Get them in the post.
You take them down there.
Oh, yeah.
You take them down under.
Like Barkley.
Oh, Monty, I put that big booty on him like Bernard King.
Like you said, you got to keep paying the puppet.
You got to.
He said, you know, I said Barkley. He said Bernard King. Bernard King was a scorer.
I was a scorer.
Come on, man.
I was a scorer. Come on, man. Don't play with me. Put that big booty on them like Bernard King.
You fade into him with the jumper or fade away with him?
Oh, you got to fade away. Got to make it look pretty.
Well, I was Dirk out there. Robertson.
I played.
What about your defense?
Freshman B team. I was a force to be reckoned with.
Zay, what about your defense?
Good, oh, Monty, we don't play defense where I'm from.
See? They didn't know.
Well, they'll play defense. I did just enough to stay on the court with my pops. I did just enough, but...
That your father would kick you off the team.
Yeah.
That's a pretty low bar.
Zay's enough.
Zay's group was like the Mavs. We can score so many points, but we can't stop you from scoring at all.
Oh, yeah. Love me some Dom Nelson.
We're not even going to attempt to stop you from scoring.
Yeah, love me some Dom Nelson. Like, defense, what? Come on, let's score 130 a game.
How about Dane Lillard last night with 60? Shot a lot of threes, made a lot of threes.
No, he's 72% from the field.
I know. How about that for a night?
Like 21 for 29.
He only had 9 points in the first quarter.
I think he's the second greatest shooter of all time after Steph Curry. You know, there's a lot of guys that are good spot-up shooters. Klay Thompson's a good spot-up shooter. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he'll put it on the deck, maybe one or two dribbles. But shooting off the dribble is so difficult to do. And Dame Lillard, he's made a half-court step-back jumper in the playoffs to send his team to the next round. It's so effortless for him. I think he's the second greatest shooter of all time.
How would you like to have him on the same team with Luka?
That'd be amazing.
Wouldn't that be a pair?
Wouldn't be any defense being played, that's for sure.
Zero D. Yeah, zero D.
Dame doesn't play any defense?
No.
No. He plays hard.
But he doesn't
I'll give him that. But it's too hard to play D in the NBA. Drew Holiday, he might be the best guard defender. But other than that, it's just so hard to play
D. If you're carrying your team like Damian Lillard is, you can't exert that much energy on defense. That's my thought process on
it. Yeah, I'm with that. I completely agree with Ty. Like Patrick Beverley, he can focus on defense because he don't do nothing on offense.
He does nothing on offense.
Yeah, just annoy people. So he could be that defensive stopper. And that'd be interesting if Dame went to Dallas because we've never seen Luka play off ball ever.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can. I mean, maybe.
I don't think I've ever seen him take just like a catch and shoot three.
Yeah, it's hard.
If the shot clock's not going down,
like I don't see it either. Maybe the last time he did tie was when he played for Slovenia, kind of before he came in the league, and Gordon Dragic was the man on that team.
That would make sense.
He
was like 16 years old.
Yeah, he was like 17 or something like that, and he was still the best player. But Gordon Dragic was the best offensive player on that squad.
Absolutely. NFL, Zay, the finals coming up, which is the teams that we probably thought in the beginning of the season, with the exception of Buffalo and some with the Dallas Cowboys, I think the teams that I thought would be there for the last four teams remaining, I think they're there. I do. I never had that feel about Buffalo as long as Kansas City was still around, as long as Patrick Mahomes is still around. But I do believe in what's going to go on in Cincinnati. If Patrick Mahomes is limping around in this football game, they're not winning.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult to overcome. The Buffalo situation, I think the DeMar Hamlin thing just completely turned the team.
Drained everybody?
It drained everybody.
Well, I think they missed Von Miller, too.
They definitely missed Von Miller. He's a key part to that defense. But if Patrick Mahomes, if he's not healthy, it's going to be difficult for the Chiefs to move the ball down the field. We know what Travis Kelce can do, and Isaiah Pacheco's been solid as a rookie, but yes, the Bengals, they don't blitz often, and they're probably going to blitz a lot more due to Patrick Mahomes being limited. Last year in the playoff game, they blitzed only 9% of the game, which nobody blitzes on Patrick Mahomes as a whole, because Patrick Mahomes, he's just so good at making things happen with his legs and making the miraculous play. So everybody just wants to play sound, quality defense. And it's gonna be interesting what the Bengals throw at these guys.
I just believe when you listen to others talk about it, like it's no big deal. Oh, that high ankle sprain is no big deal. Haven't you seen him play? He plays hurt. I'm like, dude, a high ankle sprain a week ago? And now you're talking about a championship game. We're not talking about regular season game where, you know, you don't give a rat's ass. I'm talking about to get to the Super Bowl. Yeah, he can suck it up all he wants, but they're coming after him. They're going to come after him. And I don't think Kansas City can stop Cincinnati's running game. I just don't.
I think Cincinnati's going to run the ball a lot more.
I do.
This time. I really do. I think they're going to sense that. I think they're going to send Mixon, Perron, Samaje Perine right down their throat.
I do too.
I'm just outright picking Cincinnati. I don't think Kansas City's going to be able to hang with it. What's the weather supposed to be like in Philadelphia and KC?
Supposed to be snowing all week.
Snowing all week.
They don't care. By
it
the way,
be
they
like
don't,
Buffalo, but
yeah, but they don't care. Cincinnati, it's cold in Cincinnati. It's nasty in Cincinnati. That group is used to the cold weather too. That group
yeah,
last week against.
Yeah, I was going to say. Wait till Brock Purdy gets into cold weather, but then I remember he's from Iowa State.
Those guys last week played like there was no snow on the ground when they played in Buffalo. I couldn't believe how easy Cincinnati made it look. I thought it looked
to me like they were kind of, you know, like the footing was a little.
You were watching Buffalo's team.
Yeah, it was Buffalo that looked like that. Joe Burrow. 242 yards, 2 touchdowns. Yeah, he made it look easy. And you talk about it being cold, Monty. Joe Burrow is 8-0 when the temperature is below 40 degrees.
Yeah, he's tough. He's mentally tough. Patrick Mahomes is mentally tough, but I think it's those around you in this game. And I think the offensive line and the defensive line, and of course, everybody will focus in on, well, you know, Patrick Mahomes is missing a couple guys. That game last week got them together. What they can do is they have big bodies. They can run the football. And, you know, Joe Burrow's, you know, his ability to move around is pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah.
He escapes. He knows how to move around in the pocket. He can function in the pocket. But what they do, they get a body on a body, and they'll get a body on those defenders with the exception of the one guy for Kansas City that you need two bodies on that defense.
Chris Jones?
That son of a gun is a menace. I mean, he and Fletcher Cox are ridiculous football players. Yeah. You know, they're the Reggie Whites of a modern day. I mean, those guys just... It takes up two. You go ahead and try to single block them. You may be able to get away with it once every three series where you single them up and your guy can maybe just get in the way and not get mauled. But you try to spend a game saying, I think my guy can handle those guys individually. You get beat up bad. And that's where I think it's going to – I think for Brock Purdy, he's going to see a lot of Fletcher Cox and all those guys in his face. And as I said before, I don't see Brock Purdy – Zay getting a lot of balls batted down for a short guy. He's relatively short. I mean, he's not a big 6'3 guy.
Because he's good at moving around in the pocket.
But he can throw through the lanes. He's got all the arm angles.
Yeah, that's what everybody loved about him coming out of Iowa State. That's his decision-making sometimes in those big games in Iowa State. That's where he struggled at. But when it comes to moving around in the pocket, and plus Kyle Shanahan just puts him in such good situations, that's why if you're a Cowboys fan, you're so upset because you only gave up 19 points and you couldn't get that dub. How good and high-powered that offense is, or how good they played Deebo Samuel. They didn't allow Elijah Mitchell or Christian McCaffrey to get going.
Right, yeah, you got to give up something to somebody. Kittle's is the guy.
Kittle's the guy.
You can't take away all of them.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get theirs.
Yeah, and the Eagles, they're good against the tight end. So what are they going to allow to, you know, where are they going
to, you know what they're going to allow to do? Christian McCaffrey with a bad calf strain. Let's see what he can do, because I'm not giving up Deebo again. I'm not giving up George Kittle. George Kittle is the guy that can really, really beat you. He's the guy that gets everybody going. He gets that team going. So if he catches balls and he's jumping up and jumping into the camera and acting crazy WWE stuff, you can't let that happen. Even in Philly, for them, that's the one guy. Deebo can get his, because even if you double team him, sometimes he's just going to make a play. But if Christian McCaffrey is got a problem with his leg.
And he did not practice yesterday.
No, right? He did not, no. Neither one of their running backs practiced yesterday. And that calf strain, you saw him on the sideline. That thing was bugging him. They spent a lot of time showing you to him stretching out on the sideline. He wasn't that effective. But once again, there's another guy, just like Patrick Mahomes, a warrior type of guy that can play hurt, because he's lived his career hurt, Christian McCaffrey. He knows how to play hurt because he's been hurt a lot. And we've also seen Patrick Mahomes play hurt too.
Yeah.
He understands that his legacy is about the rings, and he's got a chance to go and look for another ring. But I think Joe Burrow is about to start building his legacy this week. And as you said, Monty, he wins 4 in a row over that guy. He gets into another Super Bowl, and mistakenly beats the Philadelphia Eagles, which I'm leaning towards. I don't want to be leaning towards the Eagles, Zay.
Why not? Because
I know you've become
They've been the best team all year.
I know you've become a Cowboy fan. I know your partner's changed. No. I listen to you every day, and I listen to the change in you as you turn into a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Hey, y'all, Chad's working his magic. Y'all hear the promos. There's only one way I'll become a Cowboy fan, and that's if the Cowboys get the Doak Walker Award winner.
At 26, they better start hustling up some people because – he's not going to be around at 26. You know where he's going to be?
What you mean? It's 2023.
Eagles, fly.
2023. Running backs ain't worth nothing no more.
What?
They're nothing no more. Come on. This ain't Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, Terrell Davis.
If the Philadelphia Eagles got a spot and they've got that quarterback and those receivers and that defense going and they know now they can start to build a dynasty, they're taking that shot if he's there at 10. Bye.
The Eagles aren't just going to get him out of spite.
Really? That tie?
Well, no, they
won't
be might not out of spite, but out of luxury. I mean, they got how many do they have? They got two.
Rounders, yeah.
Yeah.
And do they have 2 second as well? They got some crazy draft. I mean, they're loaded up. So
Ty, they've got some draft picks coming. The Eagles,
the first, yeah. I mean, I don't think they traded like a fifth and a first. The Saints did for what did they? I mean, they just traded up in the draft last year. That's all it was. What else did they? What
the DB, they got the DB from.
Yeah, but that I feel like that was a completely separate trade, was it not?
The Eagles have 3 pretty good running backs right now. Miles Sanders just went to the Pro Bowl this year.
He just had his best year. He just had a year.
You've been hating on Miles Sanders for
Penn
years.
Penn State guy, come on, no. He just finally became a pro.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you owe him an apology.
What?
For how you've been dogging
him. What has he done for 2 years?
I've been y'all producer for the last 2-something years, and you've been dogging
Miles Sanders.
And Jalen Hurts, he's basically their 4th running back, but Gainwell and Scott, those are solid guys. And Gainwell, and he don't cost that much. Can Bijan Robinson, I don't know. You see the situation the Giants are in right now with Saquon.
Yeah, and they better pay him too.
See,
you don't think Saquon Barkley's going to, they're going to let him, what are they going to do? They're not going to let him walk.
I mean,
franchise, he's playing. They're paying.
He said he wants like $16 million a year.
Hell no.
Of course give him $16 million. That's it.
Hell no.
You're paying people like Dak Prescott $39, $40 million a year.
That's a quarterback.
He is?
It's a lot easier to find a guy that can carry the ball.
Like that? Like that dude?
Thing. Yes. And not get hurt like he has every single year except for this year.
That's the risk you're going to take with Bijan's and Saquon's.
I love Bijan Robinson. I do. But if I'm an NFL GM... under 20, that's tough for me to do.
Really?
So you think
Isaiah Pacheco's the 7th round running back.
Well, do you think it's likely the Cowboys will take Bijan?
No. Because Bijan.
So you think he'll go in the second round?
I mean.
Likely.
I don't think.
No, he's not going to second round. He's going to first round somewhere. Somebody's taking
their. I want the Cowboys to take him.
He's not going to second round. Somebody in the first round is taking their star running back and saying, you go sit the bench. This guy right here is playing. That's the old Ricky Williams deal. Hey, you just got to get better.
If I put together a sizzle reel of him catching the football, I'm drafting him in the first round. I think he could be the most dynamic receiver out of the backfield in the NFL in a year.
Yo, I agree with that. Now, that film that you're going to find, there's not much of it. Steve Sarkisian. There's not much of him catching the ball, Steve Sarkisian. Yeah. I don't know why. Because he should have been catching the ball a lot more and getting more touches.
Should have sent him deep several times a game.
All right, we got to take a quick break, come back. Get ready for the Blitz. We'll be right back. It's B&E Thursday, Buck Ons and Buck Offs.
It's time for the Craig Way Sports Report brought to you by Bud Light. Now, here's Craig Way.
1, 2, 3, ho!
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Welcome back to B&E. Say Collier here, Monty Williams joining us. You can get that blitz started. We can get going here if you want to get on that line because we will be
doing.
Hey man,
you gonna let people call first?
No, man, we should have been. They should have been on the line.
I think you gotta do away with the blitz. I've said that for 10 years.
Never do away with the blitz.
Here he is instigating now. Come on, man.
The blitz is part of B&E.
Zay,
did you hear my man about the blitz?
You know, we had Harjan here yesterday. How's your key? Your key working?
My key work, yeah. What do you mean? What's that mean?
Just want to make sure, yo.
What do you mean?
Yo, my man Harge came up in here yesterday morning and couldn't get in up in here.
Ooh.
The doors were locked on Harge. He was going to every door The door here, right outside the, right outside our office.
He was checking if his email still worked when he got in.
Oh, yeah.
Did you bring your playbook?
I told him, I said, you're safe. It's not MLK weekend. You're good.
Oh,
you
come on, man.
You can go. You can
come
go.
Come on, man.
I said, but next week now, Black History Month starts.
Yes. Yeah,
so I said, look out. You
not
got 20.
In Florida.
I already
not
told.
Monty said, not in Florida.
I already told Chad he needs to give you, Buck, me, Harge, and Rod.
I'm gone anyway.
Well, I know you're gone anyway, but an extra day to choose to take off because we didn't get off on MLK
I'm
Day.
I'm taking off St. Patty's Day. Yeah, I'm everybody's brother.
Hey, that's my now. Day. St. Patty's Day is my day.
See?
No, y'all ain't got no day. Every day's been y'all day. I'm taking off. I'm taking off St. Patty's Day. I am. My kids are Irish, part Irish. I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm taking that one off.
Once it's Latvian Day, I'm out of here.
There you go.
It's not like BK. BK used to just make up holidays.
Yes, he did. Anything Jewish. I mean, anything.
Anything. Black counties.
His religion. I still think the show idea for a Ty, Zay, and BK reality TV.
Oh, that is
TV
so
show.
Scary.
Oh, man. E. Hogan was wrong for saying that'd be disgusting. We'd be clean up in there.
Yeah,
I'm not
I would.
A dirty guy.
No, no, you would be able to handle some of the
BK's
stress.
I think me and BK would probably be the...
They would tear us down.
The dirty ones.
Yeah, you never let me just help you. Being X-rated.
Your key would not
anyway.
Be working if
Thank you
were
Monty.
On... Your key, Ty, would not be working if you hung around BK for too long. That key would be...
He's the first one that showed me the board.
Wow.
I can thank him for that.
Oh, man, that's my guy. I miss
that's
that
sad
game.
When enjoying yourself is thought of as being controversial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I talked to him last week. He was doing just fine there in Houston where he belongs.
What do you mean where he belongs?
I feel bad for him as a Cowboys fan just having to be there down there and talk about Houston sports all the time.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was down there recently, and I was listening to him and then turned the dial. Man, there are a lot of sports shows down there.
Yeah.
I mean,
ain't none of them any good. Ain't none of them any good.
Man, I got to sing the praises of the Horn. I do.
I'm serious.
I listen to sports radio in a lot of towns, and it's a unique station. And today, this day, the strong content that you guys have, you and Chad are sounding really good. I think Harge and Rod Babers are great. I mean, I think the station's never sounded better.
Man, Harge was so good with baseball yesterday. He was perfect. We needed that, didn't we, Ty?
I needed a preview.
He gave us a great preview. Let's go ahead and get the Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
This Blitz is going to be mean, I can already tell. First Blitzer, you're up.
Yo, Bucky.
Yes, sir.
Little community service call here for you.
Thank you.
You might want to call the Greater Junior League of Austin. They'll help you out with that tournament. They got a bunch of provisionals. That's pledge you. Like, they'll give you all the volunteer work that you need. They'll have that tournament spinning like a top for you.
Well, after 22 years, you don't think it is not? It's not spinning like a top. That baby's going. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, what's up with Zaymon Green over there? This is Jalen Tyson.
Thank you very much. Next Blitzer, talk to us.
You know, it's amazing. Cameron Dicker, Michael Dixon, and Chris Sims, three Dicks who play for Texas.
Three. Great. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
You got any clue where that racist buried Snoop's body, Digger?
Oh, my God.
Next Blitzer, talk to us. Wow. Next Blitzer, you're up.
I rest my case.
Jurassic Monty.
Yeah.
The Mullets cannot wait till you break down the films nominated this year. Such great ones like Tar, Woman Talking, Triangle of Sadness. Oh, wait, maybe you'll go with Maverick as the best movie of the year.
Don't go with Maverick. You're not going with that.
Not a chance.
He's going which way but loose. I think that was the one that we were talking
you
about.
You mean everywhere. Every which way but loose.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Charles Amenihu, who should be playing. I agree with the 49ers. This is Chris Beard.
Here we go. Next Blitzer, talk to us.
Hey, kudos to you guys. I don't know how you did it, but you managed to get the Tasmanian Devil to sit still long enough to do a show.
Oh, thank you very much. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if Aaron gets the KOD, I got a new name for your show with you and Harge.
What's that?
Buck Hard Show.
Buck Hard. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, hey, Buck, this is a Pastor Smasher.
What's up, Smasher?
What's up, Buck? Hey, I want to tell you, I was thinking the other day that you're going to take a couple days off. I was thinking I could help you garden. And me, you, Tavo, Oyumar, they could help you.
No, you can't. No,
I ain't coming out there.
You're not coming out to the garden. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, it's pretty clear many here went to the Chris Beard Relationship Management School.
Next, Blitzer, you're up.
After all this time, I can't believe that dinosaur in the studio is still trying to get rid of us. And he's running around in public using words like milk sock. You know?
Shut it down!
Oh, my goodness. What a group. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Final hour coming up. B&E. Buck Offs and Buck Arms on a Thursday.